fight for each other, that will play hurt for each other. They love each other. Love is a strong thing.
Of course, some of the TV viewers may have been watching for the commercials.
A little more spirit on the, the charge next time.
Ben and Casey Affleck poured us a cup of Dunkin', part of their Super Bowl campaign Sunday.
Oh my gosh! Oh boy. So good!
Hellman's gave us that When Harry Met Sally reunion with Meg and Billy. Got a little weird, too, with Mountain Dew's half seal, half well seal commercial.
Girls don't play football.
They do where I'm from.
And the NFL dropping their own spot, too, in a major push for women's flag football. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Those proposed payments offered to federal workers by President Trump so they'll resign will be taken up in court today.
A federal judge in Massachusetts will hold a hearing on the Trump administration's deferred resignation offer. Under the proposal, federal employees would be placed on administrative leave, but would receive regular paychecks and benefits through September. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency reports some 65,000 federal employees took the deal, but some employee unions have challenged it, citing whether the administration has the authority to cut so many workers. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump told reporters last night that he will levy 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. Well, there's already been a response, with the French foreign minister saying the European Union nations will retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods. Trump had already imposed 10% tariffs on Chinese goods, and now China is hitting back with tariffs on U.S. goods, as CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us.
The Chinese government has retaliated with levies of up to 10 to 15% of $14 billion worth of U.S. goods. Those goods include things that we export, like liquefied natural gas, coal, and crude oil, farm equipment, and some automotive goods.
And speaking of money,
and every time it rains, and it's from heaven. Don't you know it's climbing?
Maybe coming from heaven, but not the U.S. Treasury Mint anymore. President Trump wrote last night it's wasteful to spend 2 cents to make 1 cent pennies, so he's telling the Treasury, stop making them. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Feeling the pressure to find Valentine's Day gifts they'll love? Then you gotta go to Kohl's. They have something for every Valentine. Go fun and unexpected with a Lego set. Go luxe with a Sephora fragrance. Go classic with a diamond necklace and more. Then get 15% off some of your gifts, or you can save with a Kohl's card. However you plan to celebrate, Kohl's has you covered with lots to love. Select styles. Coupons do not apply to Lego. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
130 years ago today, William G. Morgan invented a sport that's played around the world.
Morgan was the director of physical education at the YMCA in Holyoke, Massachusetts. He believed the new sport of basketball was too strenuous for older people with its bumping and jolting. So he created Mintonette, a game in which people would bat a basketball across a net. A new specially designed ball, which was lighter and smaller, was introduced in 1900, and players no longer used bats. Morgan had invented what soon became known as volleyball.
Daddy, I mean volleyball.
Volleyball made its Olympic debut at the 1964 Games in Tokyo. Beach volleyball debuted at the Atlanta Games in 1996. Christopher Cruz.
Let's go play some volleyball.
CBS News.
Dricus du Plessis retained his middleweight belt with a dominating unanimous decision over a bloodied Sean Strickland at UFC 312 in Sydney, Australia. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and a low near 15. Sunshine, 31 for your Monday. Slight chance of snow Monday night with a low near 16. Mostly sunny, low 20s on your Tuesday. Better chance of snow on Wednesday, mid-20s. Snow continues to Wednesday night. Right now, it's 15.
WRJN.
just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Having some
to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
When you needed me so. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I said,
didn't call.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
If you do want me, some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Doesn't mean a thing.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
CBS News Brief. Philadelphia Eagles fans delirious after last night's Super Bowl blowout win over Kansas City.
Never seen anything like it in a Super Bowl. And, I was like, I feel like we got it in the bag and just kind of went from there.
Final score 40-22. President Trump has announced 25% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, with more to come for countries who impose tariffs on American products.
I'll be announcing probably Tuesday or Wednesday at a news conference reciprocal tariffs. And very simply, if they charge us, we charge them.
China has already responded to Trump's 10% tariffs on their goods. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There's an antitrust probe into Google and Illumina, a U.S. biotech company. China also said that it had blacklisted the holding company of U.S. clothing brands Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.